Bukhim Abayim, welcome to the, is this the fourth in the series of lectures on the chapters in the guide for the Perplex, the Mil Nevuchim of the Rambam, Maimonides, dealing with what is negative theology. We are going to commence with chapter 54 today, and there the Rambam is going to actually explicate the psukim, the verses in the Chumash, in accordance with the theology which is developed in the first four chapters. Remember that the Rambam in the first four chapters has proven to us and demonstrated that one cannot describe God by any possible type of attribute. Such a description would violate God's absolute unity. On the other hand, one may, in fact, describe an act of God. And we spoke at length in the last class exactly what the Rambam meant by this, the basic idea, which I thought seemed to me to be the major message of the Rambam, is that from a human perspective, one can attribute things in the world as having coming from God. But certainly one cannot speak about the actual act of creation or an act of God in and of itself. This is going to bear out very clearly in chapter 54, where the Rambam, in fact, is actually going to go through the verses in Parshas Kisisa, the famous verses which are extremely difficult, occupy the Rishonim at great length in explicating the dialogue between Moshe Rabbeinu and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So let us now commence with Perek Nun Dalet, chapter 54. I'm in the Schwartz edition on page 130, in the first volume of Schwartz 130, Perek Nun Dalet, chapter 54. I'll read from the Hebrew. I have in front of me the Pinnis edition to keep me honest. Thank you very much for the Pinnis edition. Chapter 54. I came to the end of 53, and I will continue. We did 52, and I actually stated a sentence at the end of 53. I can go into 53 in detail, but I'm not sure that 53 actually, in fact, is going to convey more information. Okay, those of you who are looking for a shir in chapter 53 will notice that I actually made a kfitzas haderech from... not a complete kfitzas haderech, because actually I stuck in the last two lines in chapter 53. Right. So since I stuck in the last two lines, we will consider it as if I actually went through the entire chapter. The basic ideas are pretty clear in chapter 53. If anyone has any questions, they're free to email us at hashkafacircle.com, and then we can answer any questions. I think 53 should be more or less self-explanatory. I want to go to chapter 54. Okay, I'm reading from the edition of Michael Schwartz, page 130. Daki Adon HaChachamim, the Lord of all Chachamim. It's very, very interesting that usually Moshe Rabbeinu is called Adon HaNeviah in the Rambam. Here he's called Adon HaChachamim. The Rambam is going to illustrate to us that not only was Moshe Rabbeinu the prophet with the Hei HaYediyah, in fact, all prophecy actually is from Moshe Rabbeinu, but he's also Adon HaChachamim, which means that the basic philosophical ideas are explicated, perhaps even developed, maybe even originate in the philosophy and the thought of Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay, so in other words, when he calls him Adon HaChachma, the Rambam is saying, I'm not speaking now about the Nevuah, the prophecy of Moshe Rabbeinu, but I'm speaking about the Chachma Moshe Rabbeinu. It's interesting, this is in contradistinction to certain Hasidic thinkers or Hasidic-like thinkers like Abtzadik, who understood that somehow the Moshe Rabbeinu is the greatest of the Nevi'im. But in Chochmah, there are people after Moshe Rabbeinu, namely the Arizal, who reached certain heights Moshe Rabbeinu didn't reach. The Rambam clearly argues on this, the Rambam would clearly object to this. Moshe Rabbeinu, in addition to be the Adon HaNevi'im, is also called the Adon HaChachamim. Okay. Da ki Adon HaChachamim Moshe Rabbeinu Lamashalem. Bikesh Shtei Bakoshes. He made two requests from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Uvala tshuva al shtei habakashas. And he received two answers. Okay? Habakasha achas yishabikesh yimino yis'ala yishidinu esasmusai. Yisamisas bohusai. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted HaKadosh Baruch Hu to reveal or to inform him of his essence, of the truth of his essence. That was the first request of Moshe Rabbeinu. Habakasha Ashniya, the second request, Vizu Asher Biksha Rishayna, right, is actually what he requested first, right? The Rambam is listing them philosophically, but Moshe Rabbeinu actually, in the Chumash, we have the inverted order. Hu should the Enu es ta'orav, that he should inform him of his attributes. V'anah lo yiz'ala b'chach, right? And the Kosh Baruch Hu answered him, Shivtiach lo yidiyo es ta'orav kulam v'shem ma'isa, that he's going to, in fact, inform him of his attributes, all of his attributes, but that his attributes are his actions. Kein yidiyo, right? And this is, and so he informed him. One cannot ascertain the essence of Kadosh Baruch Hu, essence of God as it is, as the Rambam has, of course, told us all along. But actually, he pointed him to a place, to a place in thought, an idea, by which Moshe Rabbeinu would be able to ascertain more of a Kadosh Baruch Hu than any person who came before him. In fact, Moshe Rabbeinu was able to masig, was able to ascertain philosophically, intellectually, more than anyone else before and afterwards. So this is a very interesting thing. I mean, the Rambam calls him Adam and Neviyah. In other words, not only is Moshe Rabbeinu's prophecy clearly in the Rambam and Chazal something which no other Navi was able to reach such a level of prophecy before and after Moshe Rabbeinu, but we see actually, in fact, that Moshe Rabbeinu's chachma, the Moshe Rabbeinu ascertained, the wisdom, was greater than anything that came before him, that came after him. This actually raises an interesting question about the contingency of prophecy on chachma and wisdom, which is really a subject for the chapters in the Nevuah and prophecy. I'm not going to go into a long exposition of this, but the chiddush of the Ram, now the Ram is that Moshe's stance, Moshe's position vis-a-vis prophecy, likewise applies to his position in philosophy. So Moshe Rabbeinu, in fact, actually sets the theology, right, for Klal Yisrael in terms of ontology, just as his prophecy sets the ethical law, which is which constitutes the Torah. Okay, now, where do we find these two requests of Moshe Rabbeinu? So now the Rambam is going to go actually into the Pesukim. Bakashosoy ledasis ta'achav, his request to know God's attributes. Humasha Omar is what Moshe Rabbeinu says to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Hodiyani na es derachecha, inform me of your ways, ve'edacha, and I will know you. Leman emtza chen beinecha, that I might find favor in your eye. So then, in fact, actually, this is right. Moshe Rabbeinu here. This is in Perek Lamed Gimel, Pasuk Gimel, right? Va'ata imna matzasi, right? Once again, we actually back out in the Pesukim to give a little background. This, of course, after Moshe Rabbeinu broke the luchos as a result of the sin of the golden calf, the Chet Ha'egel. And then Moshe Rabbeinu says to Kodesh Baruch Hu, Re'ei ata oima elai halas amazeh, ve'ata lo yadatano es asher tishlach imi, ve'ata amati yadaticha b'shem ikam atzeschen ve'enai, ve'ata imna metzasi chen ve'enecha. Right? If I have found favor in your eyes, hu yini nas drachecha, let me know your ways, ve'ei da'acha, and I will know you, l'man emtza chen ve'enecha, in order that I should find favor in your eyes, u'rei ki amcha agoy azeh. Now, what's interesting is that the language is, right? Hodieni nas drachecha, let me know your ways, ve'edacha, and I will know you. In Pashas, the Rambam is going to learn is, by knowing your ways, that's how I can know you. So the Rambam is Ramesh Meduyak, beautiful, the Pesukim. Says the Rambam, he's boinin elu devorim buflayim klulim babir azos. You should, in other words, contemplate the incredible things, right, that are contained in this pasuk, in this verse. Shuaymer, Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Hodieni nas rochecha ve'edacha," right, inform me of your ways that I should know you. This is an absolute proof that God is Baruch Hu, that God is only known through his attribute, through his actions. Right? Through his attributes. Ki kasha yodas hadrochem yadazor. If you know the ways, then you know God. Okay? So in other words, basically this is, like I said, that God can be known. If a person knows the ways of God, which the Rambam is learning, the ways of God, meaning the actions of God, that's the way which a person can know God. Devarav, right? Right? Now, what about the rest of the pasuk? The rest of the pasuk says, right, inform me of your ways and I will, so that I will know you. Leman emtzachem b'nech, know that I should find favor in your eyes. What does it mean I should find favor in your eyes? Says the Rambam, Devarav, his words, meaning the words of Moshe Rabbeinu, Leman emtzachem b'nech, that I should find favor in your eyes, right? We see that knowing God, he who knows God philosophically, ontologically, right, theologically, he is the person who finds favor in his eyes. And says the Rambam, loy mi shetzam, not a person who fasts, whom is palatable vav, or prays. In other words, you want to find favor in God's eyes? The main way of finding favor in God's eyes is to know him intellectually. In other words, Rambam is saying, not that you don't have to fast, but fasting and prayer is not enough. Devotion is not enough. One requires intellectual apprehension. Yes, Al Kain, more so, says the Rambam, a person who knows God intellectually, ascertains him philosophically, he's the person who comes close to God. A person who doesn't know God, who are sonoi vamurcha, he is detested and he's distant from God. Right, in accordance with knowledge, comprehension, and right, and lack of knowledge, you sevias hatzon vasina will come the actually finding favor in God's odds will be resented. Hakir varicha can be close. In other words, according to the Rambam, we see that intellectual apprehension of a Kadosh Baruch Hu represents, in a certain sense, man's relationship with a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Of course, this is a theme of the Rambam throughout. We know that, for example, in the Mishnah Torah, the Rambam says, both in Perek Beis and Yosei HaTorah, Perek Yud Hilchos Tshuva, we're now doing the Aser Simei Tshuva, we're a few days before Rosh Hashanah, right? Says the Rambam. Okay, but beginning Rosh Hashanah, right? So says the Rambam that Rosh Hashanah is part of the Aser Simei Tshuva. But the Rambam says that what is love of God? What is love of God? Love of God is intellectual apprehension, right? The Rambam says that in several places. Intellectual, of course, love is closeness, right? Lack of love is resentment. So therefore, the Rambam ipso facto is making the connection between intellectual apprehension and closeness, love or detachment. So the Rambam is saying the same thing too. It's very, very interesting. He says, lo mishat samum is palabal vat. Right? The Rambam is not saying that a person should sit and do philosophy and not to pray at all, not to fast. But what Rambam is saying is that, in fact, actually, that it's not enough to do mitzvah, to devote oneself, you know, to Kodesh Baruch Hu through fasting and through prayer, but actually one has to actually intellectually. And this fits in with the Rambam says in many places. At the end of Moed Nevuchim, the Rambam lists the several levels, perfections that man rises to, and above the mitzvahs, right, says the Rambam is actually intellectual perfection. So we see there clearly that it's not enough just to fast and to pray and to devote oneself to liturgical devotion, but in fact actually a person has to, you know, come to intellectual perfection, which is the intellectual apprehension of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, which in the case of the Rambam is knowing God's ways. Now, it's very important, I think it's really interesting to know too, is that we have something here very, very interesting, because if you go to the Rambam at the very, very end of the Moed Nevuchim, in chapter 54, the Rambam says that even after intellectual apprehension is a materio dei. The Rambam says clearly that v'alachta b'drachav, a person is supposed to go walk in the ways of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So the question is that that's a type of an ethical action. Mitzvah, maybe we will speak about that. The fact is that, in other words, but before a person walks in the ways of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, a person has to intellectually apprehend God's actions. So therefore, in a certain sense, intellectual perfection, which the Rambam speaks about at the end of Mor Nevuchim, is a prologue towards imitating God's ways. Because if a person does not intellectually apprehend God's actions, he will never know what type of ethical acts of God to imitate. Okay? So, in other words, this is things which I'm sure you are aware, familiar with. If not, if you continue living to listen to these lectures, you become all too familiar with these things. Let's go further. Now, the Rambam says, Hinei charagdum mimataras haperes. So the Rambam went on a detour. It's interesting. I'm not sure why did the Rambam feel he went on a detour. In any case, maybe the Rambam is coming to prove to us that, you see, it's very interesting. You could say another point too, that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he speaks about these days at Har Sinai, he speaks about praying and fasting. Right? Right? If you look at, right? Right? Parshas in Devarim, Moshe Rabbeinu says, was at Har Sinai, and he asked Kodesh Baruch Hu's favor, and he prayed, and he fasted, right? He didn't eat. So one would think that, what's Moshe Rabbeinu doing at Har Sinai? He's praying and fasting. No! He's trying to ascertain Kodesh Baruch Hu. And that's the proof of the Ram. That's why this lo mishat samus palabul vad. Don't think that the only thing Moshe Rabbeinu did at Har Sinai was to fast and to pray. He did that, but he's also trying to intellectually apprehend the Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's very, very interesting. Chazal say in Yuma that Moshe Rabbeinu came to Har Sinai, he was stripped of physicality. The Gemara says in Yuma that the marek achidah v'shtiyah from Moshe Rabbeinu, so that he should be like Malachi Hashores. It's very interesting that stripping oneself of one's physicality is in fact actually, in a certain sense, a type of criterion by which a person could better apprehend Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Rambam says in Paraches and Hilchos Teshuva, the Ba'ilam Haba, there's no achilah v'lo shtiyah, el tzadikim yoishim matos b'rasheyem v'nem yziv ashchina, that somehow this lack of eating is not only just to lacerate oneself, to afflict oneself, but rather so that a person can actually, by stripping himself of his physicality, his intellect can function much greater in connecting intellectually with the Kodesh Baruch. Okay, now, Azola Matara, let's go further, says the Rambam. Kashir Bikish Evla Dasis Atorim Ubikish Bechidol La'am, when Moshe Rabbeinu asked to know God's attributes, and he also desired asking forgiveness for Klal Yisrael, for the nation, as Nena Bashir LeBechidol La'am, he was answered, right, with respect to forgiveness, forgiving the nation. In other words, because Baruch Hu said to him, I was going to bring it over here. As Nanda Bashila Mechila Lahem. It was. But Yoyma Panay Elech Valchosilach. But Yoyma Hashem Al Moshe. Gamas Hadava Hazar Shedibatas Kimotachem Menechodecha Beshay. In other words, first he said, Panay Elech Valchosilach. It's not sure exactly clear where he forgave them. Okay, anyway, the Rambam claims that the Kodesh Baruch Hu answered him with respect to the Mechila. B'nei Moshe Rabbeinu says, Achreichen, Bikish Lasik as Hatzibus Yisaleh. Now he wants to know the essence of God. Harein Naske Vaydecha. That's Moshe Rabbeinu's next request. This which you said I'll do. Rabbi understands this pasuk is meaning Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to forgive him. But now Moshe Rabbeinu asked, now I want to see who you are, your essence. It was the first pasuk Yitzayin, a parak lama gimel, the Rambam interprets as being Kodesh Baruch Hu forgives the nation. The other thing that you wanted to know, right? Because what did you want to know? You wanted to know two things. You wanted to know, right? You wanted the nation to be forgiven, and you wanted to know Torah. You wanted to know my ways. So Kosh Baruch Hu answers him in Pasuk Yud Zayin, right? The thing that you asked me about forgiving, they're not going to answer. Now Moshe Rabbeinu says, I want to know your essence. So now he's answered on the very first bakasha. In other words, the first bakasha was what? To know God's way, his actions. The second bakasha was what? To know God's glory, his essence. So now, right, after he asked to know God's essence, HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers him on his very first request, which is to know God's ways. Ani avir kol tuvi al panecha. I'm going to show you all my goodness. Now, what about the second? So in other words, with respect to knowing my ways, I'm going to show you all my goodness. What about the second question about I want to know your essence? Says the Kodesh Baruch Hu, loy sucha l'reses pone. Ah, here you can't see my face. Because no person can see my face and live. So let's summarize. Moshe Rabbeinu asked to know God's ways. That means his actions. In addition, he asked for atonement for the Jewish people. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to atone the Jewish people. He doesn't answer him yet on showing his ways. Then when Moshe Rabbeinu asked the question, I want to know your kvodcha. I want kvodcha. Show me your kavod, your glory. Show me your essence, who you are. Then the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, look, I'm going to show you all my goodness. I'm going to answer you on your first question to see my drachecha, my ways. But on what? On the second request? No, that's impossible. Now, what does it mean when he says, "Ani avir kol tuvi al panecha"? I'm going to pass. I'm going to show you all of my goodness. Avir, to pass by all of my goodness. So, what does this mean? Says the Rambam, Kol Tuvi means a Kodesh Baruch Hu displayed in front of Moshe Rabbeinu everything that exists, the entire entirety of creation. Shaleim Nema, because on this it says, Vayalakim is called Asher, also b'dei Toimah. Very interesting. The Rambam here is making Gzera Shava. What's Kol Tuvi? Kol Tuvi refers to the entirety of creation. Where do we see the creation is called Toiv? Because at the very, very end of the 6 days of creation, it says, "Ve'elokim is kol asher asa b'nei toivai." That's called kol tuvi. Now, behitzig lefano. Now, what do you mean? Kodesh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu his entire creation. What does it mean? It says the Rambam, behitzig lefano by showing his creation. What does it mean? He showed him. He displayed his creation in front of him. Kavanasi shehizik is a tivam. He showed their natures. Now everything is connected. In other words, he showed Moshe Rabbeinu the fundamental natural laws which connect the entire creation together. In order that he should know the way God directs the world, he should understand the general and the specific. In other words, the specific are the specific creations, their connection with each other, right? And the natural law which governs the entirety of creation, that's called the cloud, the general and the particular. Al inyan zeitz biyad ba'aymeray, right? And in fact, actually, this is referred to by the pasuk, b'chol beisi nemanhu. He is my, right? In all of my house, right? He's the most faithful. Meaning, b'chol beisi, the Rambam says, b'chol beisi, in my house, in my entire world, no one is more faithful. No one saw nature. No one saw the reality of the physical and natural world more than Moshe Rabbeinu. Claim out, that is to say, Moshe Rabbeinu was the greatest scientist who ever lived. He understood the Metzias. He understood the reality of the entire world, havana misis, a true understanding, bas kayama, forever, an eternal understanding that will never be overturned by any new paradigms in science, Sharaladeyas on Lechonis ain't Kyum Matmin. Of course, he had the Ramas Brian saying he understood Aristotle, but in the Kalam. In other words, Ramas saying he understood the true scientific nature of things. Hasogas Maisim Elohim Eifu Hasogas Ta'orav. Now, understanding these, the natural world is in fact equivalent to understanding God's attributes, Hashem Bechinosim, who is Allah Noide, and that's the way which Kosh Baruch is known. It's very interesting, I have to tell a story here. I haven't told any stories in any of these internet classes, but I had to tell an interesting story. I was one time, I think, at a Hanukkah party with my wife's grandfather, Rabbi Yankov Kamenetsky, and I was speaking about science. I once asked him if who knew science. I'll put it this way. I asked him who knew science, Rabbi Akiva or Einstein. He says, Avada Einstein, he said. So I went back and back and back. I think there were some people at the table who were a little bit shocked by what he was saying. But at the end they said, is there any person in Jewish history, any person of the obvious accusation that you would say that knew as much science or more science than Einstein? He said, that's Moshe Rabbeinu, maybe Moshe Rabbeinu. So the fact is, I mean, what is the Makor to say that Moshe Rabbeinu knew more science than Einstein? Makor is this Mayer Nebuchim. Here in the Mayer Nebuchim, chapter 54, the Rambam is claiming that Moshe Rabbeinu was shown the entirety of the world in its true scientific and natural state, right? In such a way that Moshe Rabbeinu will be ascertained more than anyone who ever was, whoever will be, right? The acts of HaKadosh Baruch. Very interesting. Okay, now, let's go further. Derech Agav, it's interesting, the Rambam's Lashon, Hilchos Teshuva, is that through learning science, through learning the chachmas and tivunas of the physical world, we're able to apprehend the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and that allows us to love us. In other words, we see the very connection. By understanding the science of the world, we understand how everything is interconnected, and therefore we understand the way a Kadosh Baruch Hu directs the world to sustain us, and that's ultimately, that means that a person is able to best apprehend God's acts, which is in fact the apprehension that HaKadosh Baruch Hu means for us to apprehend of himself with the capital H. So we see clearly here the strong connection between scientific apprehension of the world and intellectual apprehension of God's acts, which are God's ethical acts. And the Rambam understood that this is the basis by which a person becomes close in the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
The unified theory of everything would bring us closer to God?
Interesting, right. Interesting. The Rambam understands his kashrusim zeh bezeh, that really, in fact, actually, that's the coin to the Rambam. The more we look for unity, the more we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's attributes. That, in fact, which makes sense, because if the world has one creator, you know, and then, in fact, actually, you know, seeing how the different parts of the world come together, right, we see more and more the goodness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, the more connections we make, certainly, you know, the greater HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ethical direction of the world becomes much more stronger. That's what I understand. So, okay now. Of course, the purpose of knowing science is not to become a scientist. There's nothing. In other words, Hareni Nas Kvedecha or Hodyan Nas Drachecha. We're interested really in the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we mean the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we mean his ethical ways. I mean, science in and of itself is not really of much interest unless it can impart to man something about the ethics of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'ray lachach, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes on and says, Shadov asher hisaktoi huftochoi heim maisav yis'ale. What's the raya, what's the proof? In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu says, how do we know that in fact actually, that by knowing, in other words, we have a pasuk that tells us that God showed Moshe Rabbeinu creation. But how do we know that Moshe Rabbeinu was able to take the step from God's creation to God's ethics? That's what he means. That his, in other words, so he says, "Hu atchadav sheboy noida leMoshe hu toriyah poel megaburim." Because what happens? What happens is we have the Yud Gimel Midas Rachamim, Rachav v'Chanan Erev Chapayim. In other words, we see right in the pesukim at the end. Well, Lamed in Perak Lamed Dalu Pasuk Vav, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Vayav Hashem Al Pano Vayikra Hashem Hashem Kel Rachum V'Chanun Erech Apayim V'Chesed V'Emes. In other words, as a result of being shown the entirety of the natural order, then, well, there's a Machlikas who's doing the Kriya, But we have from here the Yud Gimel Midas. According to the Gemara, it's Marash HaKadosh Baruch Hu said the Yud Gimel Midas, which means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was imparting to Moshe Rabbeinu the basis of his ethical actions, right, which is rooted in the scientific understanding. So in other words, we have over here very clearly that this is the Rambam Shita, that through science, through understanding the natural order, a person comes to the ethical thing. Now, it's very, very interesting. I want to stop for a little second, because L'chayre, right, I mean, we don't believe in natural theology. Natural theology is, you know, is Christian, Thomas Aquinas. I mean, it's clear that the mitzvahs of the Torah, you know, are coming to be revealed at Har Sinai. And the Rambam...
Can you just explain what you mean by natural theology?
Natural theology means that there were Christian theologians like Thomas Aquinas who believed that what defines man's ethical behavior is that which is most natural. In other words, in Christianity, there's no concept of divine ethical revelation. In other words, man discovers ethics, you know, through the natural world. So, and of course, in the Torah, everybody believes that, that in other words, we learn about the mitzvahs through revelation. I mean, there are already shaitan of Sacha Goyin, of Hayigoyin, of Zakhtamat the Brachas, who believe that in principle a person can work it out rationally. But the fact is, the Rambam, right, in the Menavuchim is Cholek, the Rambam understood that, in fact, the only things a person can reach to reason are the first two Dibbois, but the other Dibbois had to be communicated, you know, either directly through divine revelation, or Kosh Bo had to reveal the Dibbois to Moshe Rabbeinu, communicate them to Klal Yisrael. In other words, no one believes, just about no, with the exception of Hayigoyin and Sacha Goyin, even they say this is not practical, no one believes that the ethics of Judaism are discovered rationally, but rather the ethics of Judaism are in fact revealed through revelation, through Har Sinai, through Nevuah, Nevuah Moshe Rabbeinu. Right? That was the purpose of Moshe Rabbeinu. That the Rambam says in Perek Lamed Tes, the purpose of Moshe Rabbeinu was to reveal the law, reveal the Torah. So, what are we saying over here that by contemplating nature, right, we actually look at ethics? This is a very important thing. Why do we need this empirical philosophical ethics, or this ethics that's derived from our sensory understanding of nature, when in fact everything is in fact revealed? This is a likewise question that one could ask at the end of the Moed of Ulchem, after the Rambam brings a hierarchy, right? If the Rambam brings a hierarchy of mitzvahs, and then chachma, then the Rambam speaks about the material day in an ethical sense, right? I mean, the Gemara that the Rambam quotes in the Gemara on Seder Tesvav is not speaking about specific mitzvahs, speaking about, you know, Gimlus Chasadim, things like that. What do we need this for? What's the perfect thing? So, I want to claim that we have here a very, very important yesod here. The yesod here, the fundamental proof is that even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals the mitzvahs to the Jewish people, the mitzvahs, in other words, the command to Klal Yisrael, to the Jew of mitzvahs, comes ultimately from an ethical relationship between man and God. In other words, the Gemara in Lamed Gimel, in Shabbos, where the Gael comes to Hillel and says, teach me the entire Torah on one foot. And Hillel says to him, that which you want, wouldn't want someone to do to you, you shouldn't do to some other person. And Rashi says it's speaking about a Kadosh Baruch Hu, then another Pshat says it's speaking about man. In other words, Judaism understands that even though God commands us mitzvahs by revealing them to us, by doing the mitzvahs, we establish a relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, with God, and this relationship is an ethical relationship. In other words, what is the basis through which we should do the mitzvahs? Why should I do mitzvahs? Why do mitzvahs? Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu is not chas v'shalom some type of a cosmic bully that he whips me, but rather by doing the mitzvahs, I establish a relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu ways away in the ways of chesed, of ethic that expresses in nature, and his way of being ethical to me, and me being ethical to him, is through the performance of the mitzvahs. And that's exactly what Hillel says to the Gael. He says to the Gael that the Klal, not that which you wouldn't hate another person to do to you, don't do to another person means our relationship with God is Baruch Hu is an ethical relationship. In other words, the basis, the meta, halacha, the fundamental ethics which underlines the mitzvahs is the concept that we have an ethical relationship with the Kaddish Baruch Hu. This ethical relationship represents the highest apprehension of Chochmah. And this is what was revealed, actually, not revealed, but in fact displayed to Moshe Rabbeinu through giving him this vision of the interconnection of the entire natural world. So in other words, the meta mitzvahs, the general principle of the mitzvahs, is that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is willing, l'toiv lanu, to be ethical with us. Our performance of the mitzvahs is our ethical, reciprocal ethical relationship with a Kadosh Baruch Hu. This is really the aside here. And that's what, in other words, and that's really kala tera kula, regalachas. And that's what the Rambam is saying here. Okay, we're up to page 132. Now, Kenneth Schwarzer did his bar einfach shadrochem shebigis ladaitem vevul adat yediasa. So the ways, the drochem, which Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to ascertain, wanted to know, vevul adat yediasa, and he was informed of these ways, himamaisim ayetzim milafanav yisale, these are actions that are evident, actions of God which are evident. Chum call them midas, and they call these things shloisha slay midas. The Gemara Shoshana calls this 13 midas. Shame zanitan b'shimush haloshen shalahem the chunas oifei abba midas b'noise tzedakah abba midas b'alchem beis hamidrash zet todin. In other words, basically midas means there are four types of people who give tzedakah. And what Chazal used midas in certain types. Hamashmos kan enish yesh to tchunas oifi. Now, what does it mean? Midas? That means Kadosh Baruch Hu has, you know, Kadosh Baruch Hu has midas, has personal attributes. El hu oisa meisim, adoim la meisim, anoifes etzleinu, mit tchunas oifi kloima, mit tius nafshios. In other words, Kadosh Baruch Hu does acts which are similar, right? So, in other words, which a person would associate with a human doing these acts. In other words, when a person sees the acts of God, the human association, if he pictured a person doing it, he would describe to a person, right, the tias nafshas, you know, was really personal attributes, right? The vishu is ala bala tias nafshas. The Kodesh Baruch Hu, right, lo, in other words, not the Kodesh Baruch Hu has, you know, has all these nice midas, these nice attributes, but rather, if, in fact, actually, I saw these midas, if I saw these acts of goodness, these acts, you know, if I were able to witness them, I'd say, oh, someone did this thing, and says, oh, he's a very nice guy. So this is, in other words, the metaphor, in other words, the connection we make with a human being, that's what we call the midas. Okay, now. Why shloshesrei midas? Why 13 midas? Says the Rambam, with stamtem basko shloshesrei midas, ela, why did he make only 13 midas? Even though the Rambam was able to apprehend all of God's entirety of creation, so why only 13? Klaimetz kol mais all his acts. V'nei elu hema ma'isim ayetzim lefanis ala b'ashel avos b'nei adam lidei mitzius v'anagosim. In other words, these are the ways that he's coming to instruct man and how God directs, right, relates to the world. Zoyis yamatora achoyne shel she'ilosoi. This is the final, with this, he gets the final answer. Moshe Rabbeinu gets the final answer. Shur shlomas advom ve'edacha leman emtzachin be'necha ve'eki amcha goyazeh. In other words, because Baruch Hu says, right, and I will know you. Rabbeinu says, I will know you that I should find favor in your eyes. Right? And you see that this nation, this is your nation. Asher ani tzorich lanhiga b'baisim she'esdama b'hem. In other words, says Moshe Rabbeinu, why do I have to know these midas? Why? What's the purpose of it? So the answer is, I have to know how to deal with Klal Yisrael. Right? Right? In other words, in here, in Pasuk, Yud Gimel, the Rambam says, the Moshe Rabbeinu says, V'eidach I should know you, L'man emtzachin be'necha, so I should find favor in your eyes, or hey, ki amcha goyazeh. In other words, basically, Moshe Rabbeinu wants to know these midas, because he wants to know how to deal with the Jewish people. In other words, this is a Emetenu Dei, Moshe Rabbeinu. Ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, inform me of your midos, so that I should be able to take these midos and use them to deal with people. Okay. We see here, Hariz Balacha, says the Rambam, Shadrochem Vamidas Hem Inyan Echad. The Drochem, we call Drochem Midas on one thing. That's the Ikachish of the Rambam. But Moshe Rabbeinu wants to know the Drochem of Kadosh Baruch Hu, because Baruch Hu shows him, Loshon Chazal, his Midas. Okay, the ways are ethical acts. These are the acts of Kadosh Baruch Hu in the world. When we are able to, when we apprehend or comprehend one act among his actions, so we immediately describe him. And we use this to describe a Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Marshal, right? כאשר משיגים את הנהגה הזוי המודנס ביציגה של עוברים של בעלי חיים, right? ובנסים את כויכס בהם ומי שמגדל עושם עושה לידוסם. We see, for example, I'm going to read here, one apprehends the kindness of his governance and production of the embryos of living things. I mean from the Pinnis edition, page 125. The bringing of various faculties to exist in them and in those who rear them after birth. Faculties that preserve them from destruction and annihilation, protect them against harm. And I'll use them in all the things that necessary to do them. In other words, we see incredibly in nature that Kadosh Baruch Hu allows animals and life to develop in such a way that they're protected. Okay? Maisa kaduma zoi, something like this, when we take note of this. Lo yavoy misideinu ela mitochi pailus v'roch v'zotzi mashmos harachamim. In other words, if I would do something like that, you would say I'm kind. Would say, I'm soft, I'm kind, I'm compassionate. In other words, we see an act of God. If a person does such an act, you say it's compassionate. That's a mitzvah of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ma'aseh mazos lo yavo b'tzidenu ela mitochi pailus v'roch ne'emar lo yisal l'rochem. So then we say God is compassionate. K'mo shenema k'rachem aval bonim. In other words, we're not implying that God is compassionate, chas v'shalom. But what we're saying is, if I witness an act of God, and I say, if a person did this act, he'd be called compassionate. Therefore, because of that, we call God compassionate, but it's only after we've made the connection to the midah, to the attribute that would be displayed or expressed in a human being. And that's the Rambam says, it brings Tehillim, Kerachim Aval Banim. God is not called compassionate, but just like a father is compassionate, God is compassionate. Meaning, we first make the connection with the father, then to Kadosh Baruch Hu. But I will have compassion on them. He brings from Malachi, because Yachbol Ishto Benoi, a person compassion on the son. Lo Shu Yis Ale Nifu Verach. Not that because Bohu Chas V'Shalom is compassionate. Ela Kedubas Hamaisa Zem. We make the connection. We compare it to a person doing the same thing. Abam and Av Klapi Ayeled. It comes from a father towards a son, right? So we associate with the Kodesh Bohu. Okay, and that's the main thing over here. Okay, now, I want to stop over here because I think it's important for us to, once again, to see the entire picture, because I think there's a very, 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 some subtleties here in the Rambam's argument. Once again, the Rambam understands that clearly the deeper I look into the natural, the physical world, then the deeper I can appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ways, and therefore, as a consequence of that, right, I can ascribe to God, you know, something that if a person would do that, he'd be called ethical. In other words, those are the midas, the ethical actions. When I look at nature, a person would do these things, he's called ethical. In other words, basically, when I look into nature, I guess, now, what's interesting is that I want to go back to the order of the Rambam. The Rambam, once again, Moshe Rabbeinu asked him two questions. Moshe Rabbeinu said, I want to know your ways. And then, of course, Moshe Rabbeinu also wanted to come off of Klal Yisrael. After Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu he's going to atone, he's going to forgive the Jewish people. So then Moshe Rabbeinu says, I want to know your essence. Ram points this out. Only after Moshe Rabbeinu says, I want to know your essence, then the Kadosh Baruch Hu answered him. Kadosh Baruch Hu answered him on his first question. Avir is called Tuvi Lefanecha. I'm going to show you the entirety of nature more than anyone who's ever lived, who will ever live after you, will be able to see. But that's what you said you wanted in my essence, right? That I'm not going to show you. And the question is, the Rambam, you know, makes a point that it's only after Moshe Rabbeinu answers, in other words, it's only Moshe Rabbeinu asks the Kodesh Baruch Hu the second question, let me know your essence. The Kodesh Baruch Hu says, look, I'm going to answer you in your first one. In other words, from the Rambam, it seems a little bit obvious, seems very obvious, that Moshe Rabbeinu not answered, Kodesh Baruch Hu, I want to see your essence, he might not have been answered on his first question, Hodyani Nas Drachecha V'Deacha. Okay? Now, the question is, why? In other words, the Rambam doesn't give a direct answer. He doesn't give a direct answer to this, but the question is, the Rambam is certainly making a point, right? He says, right? When he asked him this question, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right, answered him on the first one, and then he answered him on the second one, but on the second one he said, you can't see my face. Right? Achaikin Bikatasikas Atzbusai, Mashiach Bazar Rishoyin, etc., etc. The question is why. Now, it might be, right, it might be, I mean, one would be, one might think that really HaKadosh Baruch Hu would not have shown him Kol Tuvi, would not have shown him the entire of creation. In other words, had he not asked the second one? In other words, what's a mashba? What appears for the Rambam is only after Moshe Rabbeinu asked the second question, I want to see your essence, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu somehow had to, like, he had to capitulate a little bit. He had to make a compromise. In other words, okay, look, I'll show you my ways. I'll show you my ways more than anyone else knew my ways. But what? You don't have to what? In other words, you don't. In other words, but you can't see my face. And the question is, why not? So I've thought about it for a lot. And I think I have a tables. It's well known that Rav Sacha Goyen understood that if a man really thinks logically and empirically and rationally, he can come up with all the mitzvahs. And it's well known that the Rambam argued on this. Well, one of the main theses of the Meir Nevuchim is that mitzvahs can only be known through revelation. They can't be known through empirical logic. I want to claim the following thing. Why would a Kadosh Baruch Hu be reluctant to show Moshe Rabbeinu the entire Bria? I would claim there might be what you would call a Havamina, perhaps an assumption or suspicion, perhaps a thought, a fleeting thought, that if in fact a person could see the entire of the Bria, he can empirically develop all the mitzvahs. In other words, by showing you the entirety of God's creation, what would prevent a person from coming empirically to rediscover all of the mitzvahs? And then I've understood, perhaps, this is a dangerous thing. A person cannot think the mitzvahs can be reached rationally, but rather, in fact, they can only be known through revelation. So perhaps we could say that what the Rambam is saying, well, he doesn't say this, this is my interpretation of the Rambam, what the Rambam is saying is, in other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is reluctant to show Moshe Rabbeinu the entirety of the creation, because, in other words, by empirically deriving God's ethical acts, one might from that go on to try to re-derive the mitzvahs on a logical basis, and therefore reject the necessity for revelation. However, when Moshe Rabbeinu asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want to see your essence, right? And that's certainly, I mean, if Rav Sadia Goyen felt that he can reconstruct the mitzvahs rationally, but to ask for God's essence is total apikosa, total heresy, is the essence of idolatry and corruption. So perhaps Kodesh Baruch Hu, to placate Moshe Rabbeinu, said, okay, look, I'll show you the entire Bria. I'll show you the entirety of creation. I'll show you the interconnectedness of the entire natural order. And from that, you'll be able to adduce my general ethical attributes and qualities. But what? Right? You can't see my face. Meaning there's always going to be something which is going to be hidden from you. Because of that, right? In other words, you'll be able to, now, of course, I'm not saying that, in other words, seeing Kodesh Baruch Hu's face has something to do with revelation. But the fact is that, in other words, by showing you my creation, right, and understanding my acts in ethical terms, right, perhaps that'll be intellectually satisfying enough that you won't desire to go further to, in other words, to explore metaphysically my essence. I think, really, in other words, what the Rambam is saying is that, in other words, the essence, and I think from here we have a big insight, that, in other words, monotheism and ethics are related. In other words, God's ethics, right, God's ethics can be known to man precisely because God does not reveal his essence. So let's put it another way. In other words, by not revealing his essence allows man to be ethical. In other words, monotheism, by positing God's absolute incomprehensibility and removal from the world, allows man to ascertain God's ethics. And that's why the essence of the Torah is not knowing the essence of God, but the emphasis on God's ethics. I think this is really here the important thing. In other words, where other religions seek to know God's essence, then there's a compromise on ethics too. And I saw it in Rav Kook in Ohot, in the section Umas Oilem, Rav Kook says that Leisuch Leroz's Pani is the most important pasuk of the Torah. Says Rav Kook. Why is that true? Because if man thinks that there's nothing between him and God, then ultimately, right, this ends up in Avodah Zarah and ends up in moral corruption too. What allows man to be moral is understanding that there's an ultimate, unbridgeable gap between man and God. That's why monotheism and ethics are two sides of the same coin. The Losh of the Rambam in the first parak of Hilchos Avodah Zarah is that only the Avraham Avinu discovered Kodesh Baruch Hu, but found the Kaf HaTzedek, justice. Justice and monotheism are related. A God who's imminent, right, can ultimately be cruel and unethical. Or man can make from that God, you know, whatever he wants. God's distance from man is what allows a person, in fact, to be ethical, which allows God to be ethical. So in other words, I think what the Rambam is saying here, he didn't say this explicitly, this is my drasha in the Rambam, but I think really the point over here is that ethics, general ethics, and monotheism, right, are two things which are related. A compromise on monotheism is a compromise on ethics. Because once, in fact, I emphasize God's essence and not his ethical actions, then this, you know, leads to a bridging of the gap, and man can invoke all of his own, you know, ethical intuitions, right, in the name of a God. So I think that here we see a big insight here in the Rambam, not only the side of monotheism, but the side of ethics. And Derech Agav, dear listeners, this is the side of the halacha. The uniqueness of Judaism is that God's separation is what gives rise to the halacha. We're going to speak about this in Yud Hashem. God's actions are the halacha. So we've said that really what the halacha is none other than man's ethical relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. not only is there God's ethics, but man's ethical relation with Kadosh Baruch Hu, this expresses itself through the halacha. Once there's a basis for an ethical relation with God, an ethical obligation to God, then a Kadosh Baruch Hu can reveal to me mitzvahs, which I'm obligated to listen to, in order that I maintain the ethical relationship. So in other words, Judaism is the truly only monotheistic religion, according to the Rambam, precisely because the separation, right, invokes a sense of ethics and ultimately a revealed halacha and a law. Okay, anyway, I think we'll finish over here. Chapter 54, we're in the middle. We have somewhere to go. The best is yet to come. Until then, I want to wish all of my listeners Ksiva Sima Teva, L'chaim Tovim, L'alter, from an undisclosed place in Yerushalayim, have a good Yom.